Last week, the Florida House passed West Park Democratic Representative Chevron Jones' bill.
This bill requires law enforcement agencies to provide policies and procedures, as well as training to all personnel who use, maintain, store, or release body camera recording data. Members, this is the same bill that we voted unanimously out of the House last year.
Last year, Jones' bill died amid a budget impasse between the House and Senate. In this session, Jones, along with Tallahassee Democratic Representative Alan Williams, sponsored the measure again. The original bill had mandated the body cameras, but to get law enforcement on board, it now sets rules in place for the voluntary camera usage. Williams says despite some people's misgivings on the issue, there are areas of the state that use the cameras, including within his district.
In Havana, Florida, they already use the body cameras. And for them, I said, why do you use it? They said, we want to make sure that we are doing everything we can to protect those who we have decided to take the oath to serve and protect. We want transparency. We want to make sure that they're doing the right thing. We not only are we going to use it as a training tool, we're going to use it as a transparency tool and as an accountability tool. And so when I learned of that, I jumped right in. I said, I'm going to file this bill. And when I learned that Representative Jones had also filed a bill, I said, well, look, we don't need to have competing bills here. Let's team up. Let's work together.
Deerfield Beach Democratic Representative Gwendolyn Clark Reed says while she, too, likes the bill, she hopes the effort can go further.
Thank you, Representative Jones, for this good bill. And I'm just hoping that we can move this on from not only police officers to all of our first responders and another bill to protect everyone's rights.
Meanwhile, the Senate Monday unanimously passed a bill sponsored in that chamber by Fort Lauderdale Democratic Senator Chris Smith.
What we've seen in society lately is the advent of body cameras that have taken a lot of the speculation out of law enforcement and law enforcement incidents. Representative Chevron Jones and I have worked on this issue for 2 years and making sure that as we integrate more body cameras into our police departments, that we also have adequate rules and regulations concerning the use of those body cameras in an attempt to get more of our agencies, more of our police wearing body cameras so we can get rid of a lot of the speculation when it comes to law enforcement incidents.
Miami Gardens Democratic Senator Oscar Brainin says the legislation promotes transparency.
Something that will help exonerate both parties. It's not about whether one side is right or the other. It's about the truth, and that's what this bill is about. It's about getting to the truth and what actually happened. And I think everyone involved and all parties involved believe this is the step in the right direction.
Orlando Democratic Senator Darren Soto says the measure is particularly important for his district.
We've seen around this country an unfortunate trend of young minority men, both Hispanic, African American, and others, be killed in issues and in scenarios where we didn't know what happened. And it could have been that our law enforcement officers were in the right, or there could have been civil rights violated. And so I know it's very important to our sheriff back home, Sheriff Demings in Orange County, to make sure that both the officers and our young men and women who are the subject of potential arrests are all kept safe.
And with the House and Senate's unanimous passage, it now gets sent to the governor's desk. For WFSU News, I'm Sasha Cordner.